Welcome to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church in Gorham, Maine. I'm Pastor Jonathan Marshall, and I invite you to join us every Sunday for worship. Sunday School for All Ages meets at 9:30 a.m., morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m., and evening worship service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek family night and prayer time begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday evening. You can almost hear Isaac's groan here as he looks up and sees who is coming. He looks up and sees Abimelech and Phicol and their friend on the way. It's those Philistines again. Probably not a friendly delegation, because look who's coming. It's the big guns that they are sending in first. It's the king and the commander of the army. It must mean the army is not far behind. It was not the friendliest parting. There weren't hostilities, but still Isaac knew that he was being asked to leave because the Philistines thought he was a threat. Isaac probably believed that his leaving would defuse the situation and they wouldn't bother him anymore. Yet here they are. Perhaps in the back of his mind, Isaac is wondering, I did not tell Abimelech the whole truth. I wonder what's up with him. Is this maybe payback time? Perhaps he was justified in suspecting there might be some kind of hidden agenda. The Philistines were not the most honest people on the block. Yet he really had nothing to fear because of God's protection. Apparently Isaac and his retinue were not far enough away to guarantee the Philistines' peace. They believed they needed something official to ensure their safety. Their numbers were not huge. We don't know how many Philistines there were at this time, but probably fewer, all told, of the Philistines together. There were probably fewer than 20,000 people. That is still a pretty good-sized group when they all are together. It was their king who had come to seek a peace treaty from Isaac. It is really a great honor to Isaac that the king came. He did not send one of his flunkies. He did not leave it up to Phicol or his friend Ahaza. He came himself, the top leader of the Philistines, coming to work out a peace treaty with Isaac. It showed that Isaac was honored even in spite of his lack of full honesty. He did have some level of honor with the Philistines. There is another factor in their seeking peace. As Abimelech explains to Isaac why he is there, he tells him, We have certainly seen that the Lord is with you. So Abimelech recognizes there is something out of the ordinary going on here. These people are pagans. They have their own gods they are worshiping. But it seems they were convinced at least that somehow Yahweh was superior to their gods and Isaac was Yahweh's friend. If there's a god who is superior to theirs and this fellow is his friend, they probably ought to be friends if they want to stay in safe territory. There is that motivation, at least in part, behind the peace treaty. We shouldn't read too much into their acknowledgement of Yahweh. The Philistines wanted peace. They wanted peace with Isaac, not peace with God. They were not concerned with appeasing Isaac's God. They just wanted a guaranteed peace with Isaac. And they even tried to put a bit of a spin on it here and some negotiating words that since they had treated Isaac well and Yahweh had treated Isaac well, they would be content with the status quo. Let's just leave things as they are. We'll promise to leave one another alone, and you can do your thing, and we'll do our thing, and we will all be happy here. Regardless of the Philistines' reasoning, God was moving. God was moving behind the scenes to ensure the safety of the line of promise. The Philistines could have done their thing and could have probably taken Isaac's life and maybe the lives of a lot of his people had they chosen to do that. So God here is working behind the scenes. You have been listening to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church. If you would like a transcript of this week's program, please send your request to White Rock Free Baptist Church, 300 Sebago Lake Road, Gorham, Maine, 04038. For more information about our activities and service times, visit our website at www.wrfbc.org.